1974, when a new minister of music by the name of Al Barton moved to Lexington, and his very first year, we had the Festival of the Nine Lessons. There were two members of the Sanctuary Choir in 1974 who are members of the choir today, Betty Jane Honeycutt and Herb Davis. And the 41st annual Nine Lessons is under the direction of our Minister of Music, Mr. Paul Freeman. We pray that this service will be a blessing to you and to your family as we celebrate our Savior's birth. I want to recognize Brennan Gillum, who will come and lead us in our offertory prayer.
Good morning. May we pray together? Dear God, we're grateful to gather today to celebrate this festival of nine lessons and carols. You call us to sing the song of salvation, and we thank you for the healing harmonies of your grace. Today, may you speak to us through music, through the beauty of the human voice, through strings and brass, percussion and pipes. For music can calm our fears, lift our hearts, and soothe our souls. It can move us with its intensity and thrill us with its power. In music's light, we see your light, and in its glory, we find yours. Please accept this offering, and this morning, as we lift our voices, please tune our hearts so that as we lose ourselves in music, we may find ourselves in you. And may your Holy Spirit guide us through every measure so that we might become, today and every day, the instruments of your peace. For the music we make, in Christ's name, amen.
Thank you. not only for what has been or for what is, but for what is yet to be. For you are our gracious and loving God. Teach us to expect a message from the angels, a redeemer from a baby in a manger, gifts from hidden places, your kingdom born amid ordinary folk like us. And now, in our hearts and our lives, expectant, may we receive the gifts we need so we may become the gifts others need this Advent and Christmas season. Amen.
Adam and Eve rebel against God. A reading from the third chapter of Genesis. Then the man and his wife heard the sound of the Lord God as he was walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And they hid from the Lord God among the trees of the garden. But the Lord God called to the man, "Where are you?" He answered, "I heard you in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, so I hid." And he said, "Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree that I commanded you not to eat from?" The man said, "The woman you put here with me, she gave me some fruit from the tree, and I ate it." Then the Lord God said to the woman, "What is this you have done?" The woman said, "The serpent deceived me, and I ate." So the Lord God said to the serpent, "Because you have done this, cursed are you among all livestock and all wild animals. You will crawl on your belly, and you will eat dust all the days of your life. And I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and hers. He will crush your head, and you will strike his heel."
Said, "I am taking an oath in my own name. I will bless you because of what you have." have not held back your son, your only son, so I will certainly bless you. I will make your children after you as many as the stars in the sky. I will make them as many as the grains of sand on the seashore. Your children will take over the cities of their enemies. All nations on earth will be blessed because of your children. All that will happen because you have a baby.
Thank you. voice cries in the wilderness, prepare the way for the Lord. Comfort, comfort my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and proclaim to her that her hard service has been completed, that her sins has been paid for, that she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins. A voice of one calling in the wilderness, prepare the way for the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be raised up, every mountain shall be made low. The rough ground shall become level, the rugged place a plain. And the glory of the Lord will be revealed, and all the people will see it together. From the mouth of the Lord has spoken.
Oh, born in Bethlehem as foretold, a reading from the fifth chapter of Micah. But you, O Bethlehem Ephrathah, who are little to be among the clans of Judah, from you shall come forth for me one who is to be ruler in Israel, whose origin is from of old, from ancient days. Therefore he shall give them up until the time when she who is in travail has brought forth. Then the rest of his brethren shall return to the people of Israel, and he shall stand and feed his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God, and they shall dwell secure, for now he shall be great to the ends of the earth, and this one shall be our peace.
Thank you. angel Gabriel announces to Mary that she will be the mother of Jesus. A reading from the first chapter of Luke. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin promised in marriage to a man named Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. He went in and said to her, "Rejoice, one so highly favored. The Lord is with you." At these words, she trembled all over and wondered what sort of greeting might this be. But the angel said to her, "Mary, do not be afraid, for you have found favor with God. Listen, you shall conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David. He will rule over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Mary said to the angel, "How shall this be, since I am a virgin?" "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be holy, and will be called the Son of God. And look, your kinswoman, Elizabeth, in her old age, has herself conceived a son, and this is the sixth month for her who was called barren. For with God, nothing will be impossible." And Mary said, "See, I am the servant of the Lord. Let it come to pass for me according to your word." And the angel departed from her.
Tells of the birth of Christ, a reading from the second chapter of Luke. "And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn.
Shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you, ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill towards men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem, and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. is it the Messiah? A reading from the second chapter of Matthew. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he called together all the chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Messiah was to be born. "In Bethlehem in Judea," they replied, "for this is what the prophet has written. But you, O Bethlehem, in the land of Judea, are by no means least among the rulers of Judea. For out of you will come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel." Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search carefully for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me, so that I too may go and worship him." After they heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen when it rose went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
Thank you. John unfolds the great mystery of the incarnation, a reading from the first chapter of John. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life. The life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came for testimony, to bear witness to the light, that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but came to bear witness to that light. The true light that enlightens every man was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, yet the world knew him not. He came to his own home, but his own people received him not. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave the power to become children of God, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, full of grace and truth. We have beheld his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father.
Thank you.
pray that you will reveal the glory of heaven and the hope of earth into our hearts, and that the light of your glory may brighten our path to the future, and may the brilliance of your hope beckon us to new beginnings. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.